Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
I've long said that the radical left, the Justice Democrats, the so-called Democratic Socialists, people like Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that it behooves them for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to lose the election. People have said, and you know, I was saying this long before it was established, that Biden was definitely going to be the nominee. I had said way back in 2019 that if Sanders does not get the nomination, and if Elizabeth Warren doesn't get it and embrace the far left, that if anybody else gets nominated, any of the majors at least, that there would be a sort of rebellion from the radical left. You see, their goal is to control the nation. They want to bring on a neo-Marxist vision. And the only way that can happen is if they can beat their first foe, which is the Democratic establishment. A Joe Biden victory reaffirms the establishment's case that they need to be more moderate, that they need to be, you know, that they can only win elections if they don't embrace the fringe, the far left. And this is why it came as no surprise to me that tonight, during the Democratic National Convention infomercial, if you will, this Hollywood-produced facade of a convention, that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had her time shortened, and now we know why. She seconded the nomination of Bernie Sanders. She did not endorse Joe Biden. Again, no shocker there. Let's listen to it real quick.
Good evening, bienvenidos, and thank you to everyone here today endeavoring towards a better, more just future for our country and our world. In fidelity and gratitude to a mass people's movement working to establish 21st century social, economic, and human rights, including guaranteed health care, higher education, living wages, and labor rights for all people in the United States. A movement striving to recognize and repair the wounds of racial injustice, colonization, misogyny, and homophobia, and to propose and build reimagined systems of immigration and foreign policy that turn away from the violence and xenophobia of our past. A movement that realizes the unsustainable brutality of an economy that rewards explosive inequalities of wealth for the few at the expense of long-term stability for the many, and who organized a historic grassroots campaign to reclaim our democracy. In a time when millions of people in the United States are looking for deep systemic solutions to our crises of mass evictions, unemployment, and lack of health care, in el espíritu del pueblo and out of a love for all people, I hereby second the nomination of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for President of the United States of America.
Now, keep in mind, that's the entirety of her speech. This is a rising star in the Democratic Party. One would expect her to get 10 minutes, maybe 15, maybe even 30 minutes to speak. She has a very wide influence, especially on social media. But as a pre-recorded event, they knew what she was going to say, and they said, okay, no. But they couldn't stifle her altogether. The backlash from that would have been too much for them to bear. It would have been a bigger story. So they figured, let's put her in on day two. Let's put her at a time slot where she's least likely to be heard, and let's just hope that nobody pays attention. One funny part is a lot of people are not, because they're focused on Bill Clinton, as the DNC knew they would. But this is important because it does tell us, again, what I've said for a long time, that it behooves the far left for Joe Biden to lose. They would rather suffer through 4 more years of President Trump if it means that they can start taking more control from the Democratic establishment of the Democratic Party. And that's exactly what will happen when President Trump wins in November. So keep all these things in mind. Anyway, Lord willing, I will return for another episode very soon. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.